Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Ligerbots qualify for FRC Worlds at New England District Championship, by Shonali Senan. The Ligerbots, Newton's Dual High School first robotics team, finished 10th out of 200 New England teams and qualified for FRC Worlds at the New England District Championship in Springfield, Saturday, April 18th. The Ligerbots and their robot, Hermes, will travel to Houston, Texas to compete April 29th through May 2nd. At the end of March, the Ligerbots won the Greater Boston Championship. Through victories this season, the team accumulated enough district points to secure a spot in the World Championship. The championship consists of 600 teams from across the world. In addition to their World Championship qualification, the Ligerbots were awarded the Autonomous Award, which recognizes a team for consistent, reliable, and high-performance robot operation. The award refers to the 20-second period in the beginning of each match in which robots operate without human drivers. Senior Aaron Paker, who works on the autonomous function of the Ligerbots robot, said that in each alliance of three robots, the third robot generally does not have a significant role during the autonomous period. However, Paker described the unique method that allowed the Ligerbots to have a particularly successful autonomous period. "We really focused on getting our alliance synergy up by getting the two robots running their regular paths, but having our third robot also time up with our other robots to go out as well," Paker said. After the autonomous period of each match, team members drive the robot remotely. According to Ligerbots head coach John Fitzpatrick, the team was able to secure three playoff wins in large part due to their skilled drive team, equipped with a driver, coach, and strategist. "Our driver is a senior now," Fitzpatrick said. "He is unquestionably one of the best drivers in the world, in my opinion." Ligerbots coach Jake Hendrickson said that the team had a strong performance, holding their own in a match against the number one alliance before experiencing a narrow loss. According to Paker, the outcome of the district championship was absolutely wonderful. "We haven't won an award at the district championship for the past 2 years, and we haven't gotten two wins at the district championship in the past 2 years either," Paker said. Fitzpatrick said that the team worked tirelessly to improve their robot throughout the competition season, enabling their success at the district championship. "The amount of work that they put in 2 weeks to make that robot so much better between our week 2 competition at North Shore and our week 4 competition at Greater Boston was amazing," Fitzpatrick said. "The improvement was dramatic." Hendrickson said that he hopes the team will be able to show consistent performance in qualifications and get a good pick in alliance selection at the World Championship. "If we have a similar solid playoff run at Worlds like this, I'd be very happy," Hendrickson said. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.